At the time that I was Deputy Attorney General, some prosecutions had begun that started even under the Mills administration. For instance, Woyome was put on trial, and you in the media and the MPP at the time claimed that Woyome was closely affiliated to the NDC and that he was an NDC financier. So we had the guts to put our own financier, if that is who he was, on trial. And he was acquitted by a court of competent jurisdiction. Now, another example is Jidah. Under Jidah, a lot of reports came of things that had taken place that were criminal. We are on record as having investigated, prepared a docket, and we arrested and we started the prosecution of our sitting MP, that is Honorable Abugapeli, and all the persons who were involved in the Jidah transaction that we thought, you know, I mean, had committed offenses against the state.
But the allegation or the accusation out there is that you left out the big fishes and you are focusing on the small ones. For instance, the minister who signed the contract and the rest, you didn't take any action against him.
The fact that a minister authorizes a contract doesn't mean that the minister is corrupt. Otherwise, every minister in their government now who has authorized a transaction will be deemed to have engaged in corruption. It is only when the implementation of the contract, either the minister takes it right or the minister does anything that under the criminal laws of this country constitutes an offense, that you can say that the minister has been involved in either corruption or corruption-related offense. What evidence do they have that Honorable Umado benefited from that transaction? We evaluated the evidence and came to the conclusion that he was not involved in the corrupt practice. And we used him as a prosecution witness, and he was one of our most credible witnesses at the trial. In any case, in criminal justice system of advanced democracy, there is something called plea bargaining. You can let somebody give evidence in exchange for not being tried. I'm not saying that is what we, but that is also, possible.
One other area that your government was accused of was the issue of the bus branding, the fact that the action was taken without even approval from the procurement authority, yet you didn't take any action against the minister.
When the bus branding incident occurred, two things happened. The minister resigned. Secondly, we did a value for money audit of the transaction and requested that Marty pay back what, in our view and in the view of the established was determined as the exact price or what was near to the market price of the bus branding. And Smarties refunded those monies to the state.
On the current administration's fight against corruption, Dr. Ine said the government is not showing enough commitment to the fight. He cited some cases which he feels smacks of corruption.
The MPP should tell us in the 8 years that they were in government if they ever got someone to refund money to the Republic. I will also give one example. He talked about SADC. Does he know that all the deals that they complained of, the monies were refunded by, RNG? All the checks were paid, EOCU. We got Asuntaba, we got Craftro, we got RNG to refund all the money before we left office. We should be praised for what we did and not be condemned, and then you continue to fight me.
Dr. Ayeni, my final question is, how do you assess this government's own performance in terms of fighting corruption?
I don't think that they are doing anything to fight corruption in their government. For instance, there were allegations in the Dirty Oil scandal. Nobody has been investigated. We are being told, just like Marty, we are being told that $3.5 million was used to do an advertisement. How was the advertising firm contracted? Was it sole sourcing? Because remember that during when they were in opposition, any time we mentioned sole sourcing, they said it was symptomatic of corruption. The Agric Minister said that he spent 8 million, Ghana cedis on public awareness during the army crisis. Which advertising firm was contracted to do the public awareness? Who was paid in order to do the public awareness on radio, on television, and so on? How were they contracted? Were they sole sourced? Was it restricted tender? Was it competitive tender? Nobody is telling us.
Former Deputy Minister of Justice and Attorney General Dr. Dominic Aine talking to Bubu Klinogo.